situation, it's good to appreciate what is Shravanam. Before we do a Nididhyasana, how easy it is in Shravanam you are allowing an external pramana to operate. The condition obtaining when you were operating your eyes, ears, and one that obtains when you are allowing an external pramana to operate is one and the same. Your ears are operating now. There is no will of operation. Ears hear. What is you? You are totally suspended, your will, you means your will are totally suspended. Surrendered at the altar of a pramana, ears. Is total surrender. Suspension of will. Aham. You are just a conscious being. With the mind and ears, hearing takes place. There is no let or hindrance. While you are exposing to the teaching, as you are doing now, it is the same. The teacher has to be aware that he or she is a pramana. The words are supposed to help you see. This is how pramana works. This is what we say, shrutihi guruhu eva sharanam. So I can now say these words are heard meaning understood. You remain the same. What is you? If I say see the meaning of the word apple, there is apple object consciousness. Apple consciousness. Car. Car consciousness. Tree. Tree consciousness. River. Mountain. Now, consciousness. River. River consciousness. Mountain. Mountain consciousness. Consciousness. There is no object. But you can't say there is no meaning. See the difference. Apple consciousness. Apple. Tree, there is object consciousness. Consciousness, there is meaning, no object. It is not even subject. It is just the content of subject, the content of object. Tree. There is a subject, there is object, because you are aware of tree. Tree. Table. Chair. Consciousness. Subject consciousness. Object consciousness. This is Shravanam. This is Nididhyasanam. Because there is outside, it is Shravanam. Comes from outside. So easy for you. Because you don't do anything. In fact, you are not expected to do anything, any little thing. You just see, therefore, while teaching alone, knowledge takes place, not afterwards. What is happening now is Shravana. But the method employed can be used by you for Nididhyasana. You can do the same thing. You can think of a tree, table, chair, then repeat the word consciousness. See yourself. So when you do, it is contemplation. When you are exposed to the teaching, it is Shravana. Knowledge takes place only during Shravana. That's why the teaching teacher becomes so important. Tree consciousness, table consciousness. Now I say, even when there is tree consciousness, the knower of the tree and the object tree, both are one consciousness, subject consciousness, object consciousness. The division doesn't cause any division, does it cause? Subject consciousness, object consciousness is but one consciousness. Subject consciousness, object consciousness is vikalpa. This vikalpa doesn't cause any division, any vikalpa to consciousness. The being consciousness is nirvikalpa, free from division, in spite of subject, object, tree. Table, chair, table consciousness, chair consciousness, consciousness, the meaning of the world remains undivided, one nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpo. Guided, this is Shravana, this is not Nididhyasana, this is Shravana. But when it is done by you, it is Nididhyasana. If you say to yourself, Nirvikalpoham, and you see the meaning, you are now, it is Nirvikalpoham, Nirvikalpoham. Repeat. See the meaning. Undivided, whole, I am, undivided, whole, I am, nirvikalpo. To see this fact, this reality, being nirvikalpa, do you require the suspension of subject object? absence of subject of. Or in spite of subject thought. Nirvikalpo aham. The meaning of the word consciousness, aham. Meaning of the word consciousness. Repeat the word. See the meaning. And then see. Think of a tree. Tree consciousness. Nirvikalpo. 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 Same nirvikalpa, asango, asango, same asanga, nirvikalpa, purno, purno, and the whole. Satchidanando Satsurubhu Chitsurubhu Anando. All this, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.